We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school baseball coaches in the state. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let's turn it over to WBCA President and Head Coach at Oak Creek High School, Scott Holler, and 105.7 FM, the Fan High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coach Association Show. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host is Scott Holler. He's the AD and head baseball coach at Oak Creek. Our guest, the last two segments, Scott Dofick, head baseball coach at UWM. Hey, Scott, that first segment that Scott Holler and I talked about UWM baseball a little bit, he made a point to say, hey, look, Scott Dofick, he doesn't shy away from playing the big boys early on. And looking at how this year started before everything got shut down, you know, you started with Illinois and had a chance to see a Menominee Falls kid, Ty Weber, pitch, who looked pretty good that day, and so did your pitcher, a kid from Appleton, but then Wake Forest and Seton Hall and Sacramento State and Oregon. I mean, you guys start the year all the time trying to play against some of the best baseball colleges in the country, and you know, these guys have been on the field for a few weeks and maybe longer and in some warm areas where they've played a lot of baseball by the time you start playing them in February. And difficult for your kids, I think, to get off to a good start, correct?
Yeah, it can be. You know, there's no way to simulate baseball short of being outside and competing and playing. And obviously, you know, in Wisconsin in February, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage there.
A little bit.
But you know what? We signed up to be a Division I baseball program, and that means I'm trying to get to the College World Series. And so we got to go compete. We got to go play the best teams we can. And I know that, okay, we're UW-Milwaukee. You typically don't see a school like that at Omaha. That's the goal. And if that's not our goal, we're wasting our time, and I'm not here to do that. So I want these guys to be exposed to the very best. And I think when you are, you know, you've got a better chance to really learn and progress your game and develop. And, you know, once you have an opportunity to get some experience under your belt, you've got a chance to go compete against anybody, I think. And I think we've proven that over the years. You know, this year's team in particular was super, super young. And so I was expecting to go out and I wouldn't say struggle, but to go out and learn, you know, a lot of learning. And we had 18 or 19 players that had never even played at this level. So that was going to be a tall task. But I was excited in the direction we were headed. And that's why I go play those teams. And you know what? When you're a baseball player, you want to play the best. If that's truly who you are, you want to be in the big leagues, well, that means you got to go play against guys that are big league players. And, you know, so a lot of those guys around the country are really, really good players. And that's the objective here. How can we get better? How can we develop? How can we compete? And how can we someday find ourselves, you know, in a super regional and potentially in Omaha? And that's the goal.
Coach, was how excited were you guys to also move over to the Milkmen Stadium this year? Was that something that you know, you were really looking forward to? I got to imagine it was.
Oh, gosh, what a shame. I mean, we've worked so hard to get to that point, and I can't tell you how many years and meetings and, I mean, just a thousand things to get there. And when we got there, we spent pretty much 3 or 4 days there of the week in the fall, and it was just outstanding. I mean, first class across the board, and our guys loved it, and we were excited to open that thing up. And unfortunately, you know, this whole coronavirus hit, and that's disappointing. But we're going to get there. We're going to be patient, and we're going to turn that thing into someplace exciting to go watch baseball.
No doubt. We were talking with Scott Dofick. He's the head baseball coach at UWM. Hey, Scott, Corey and Ty, everybody's doing okay? Yeah, Cara, your wife, everybody's healthy and doing well?
Everybody's doing well. I think everybody's trying to figure out how to coexist here right now.
like every place.
Any positive sign we can see in the morning, we're excited and hoping the next day looks even a little bit better. Everybody's doing well.
The age of your daughter and son, are they high school age? Are they?
No. My son is a senior at UWM, so he is 22 years old, and my daughter is 24. Actually, she'll be 25 here this week. So, and she's in grad school.
Good for you.
That proves I'm old.
Well, I guess it does. I can't even say good things about that, Coach. What the heck? I'll just leave it.
It is what it is.
I will leave it at that. Hey, Coach, last question before we have to cut you loose. The recruiting class that you have coming in, and hoping to have come in for next year, where are you with that? Are there any kids from, you know, this area that you feel pretty good that you got a shot at? We don't have to name names because I don't know what the rules say that we can say and can't say, but wondering if feeling pretty good about the incoming recruiting class.
I feel really, really excited right now about the guys we have coming in.
Good.
I think we've got a couple of good freshmen, and then we've got four or five transfers, three grad transfers and two junior college transfers coming in that I feel like super excited about. I think with a couple of the grad transfers, we got to get through the summer without them signing professionally, so it's going to be close. Mid-90s guys from down south, one's from Notre Dame, one's from Louisiana Lafayette. And actually, we've got a Division III kid coming from St. John's University in Minnesota who's been up to 99 miles an hour. So it's going to be we're going to see what happens here. It's going to be down to the wire if we can get him on campus. But
Coach Wagner, yeah. Coach Wagner taking all the credit for that. I've gotten to know him pretty well over the pandemic. Has he done a good job with that? Has he been out recruiting?
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, that guy is tireless worker. He's player, was a great teammate, was a great player himself,
and
all those traits that you want in a good baseball player, he's turned into being a fantastic coach and an excellent recruiter. And more than anything, phenomenal human being. Coach Bigler
him and
well.
I have gotten to know each other doing some Zoom meetings and stuff. He's hopped on and, you know, just picking his brain has been fantastic. Really like Sean and everything he's doing.
Hey, Coach, if that Division III kid that brings it 99, I heard he's a little bit wild, so if you need somebody to stand in batting practice, Coach Holler would be your guy. You get him in, and you tell Coach Holler to get right up on the plate there, young man.
God, you feel good with that? You feel comfortable?
No. If it was like 79, maybe. 79, maybe, but I'm not good with the 99.
If you got a church softball pitcher, I'm your guy, Coach Duffy. I'm your guy, but other than that, I'm not getting 99, no chance. Hey, we really appreciate your time.
We'll see.
Well, good. You know what? I'm hoping that that happens. And look, your first season was supposed to be this year over at Milkman Stadium, but next year, I hope that, you know, the crowds are really good and people get behind Milwaukee baseball and show the appreciation that I know a lot of people have for the hard work and the sweat equity, Scott, that you've put in over the years for that program and the love that you have for that Panther that's on the front of your jersey. So we really appreciate your time. Hang in there with everything that's going on. Be nice to your wife. Hold hands every chance you get. And look at me trying to be I'm a shrink on the radio, pal. That's what I play. So marriage counselor.
Hey, one thing I want to leave with you guys is I just want to thank the WBCA for everything they do. It's just a first-class organization, and we're so fortunate to have Scott and his compadres leading the way. This guy's just doing an amazing job, and it's a thankless job at times.
Appreciate
so thank
that.
You guys for everything that you do for the state. It's not unseen.
Boy, well, Scott, thanks for
appreciate
that, saying
Coach.
That.
And that means a lot. Appreciate it, Coach, and keep at it. And looking forward to bringing our guys over to watch you guys at Milkman Stadium. Super excited about that.
Yeah, outstanding. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you as
well.
All
right, thanks, Scotty.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, head baseball coach at Whitewater will join us. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern alongside Scott Holler. He's the AD and head baseball coach at Oak Creek. Our next guest, the head coach at UW-Whitewater and 2019 Racine County Sports Hall of Fame. I think that's really cool that he was inducted. And watch that video this morning. Hey, John, congratulations on that. I being a high school basketball guy, I think that's just a wonderful thing, and congratulations. Must have made you feel pretty good going into the Sports Hall of Fame down in Racine County.
Yeah, it was a special night, and I appreciate everything and all the people that put that on.
Yeah, I was impressed with the video that I watched and thought, man, that had to be a really good night for you and certainly your family, everybody that was involved in that. And I thought, wow, that's good stuff. Hey, Coach, same question we asked Eddie Morgan and same question we asked Scott. You know, this is different for all of us. But, when was the last time you were at home in the spring like this? It's got to be really odd for you.
It's quite different. I'll tell you a quick story. I've been able to do things I typically don't do in the spring, you know, like cut my lawn and trim my sure. bushes. And as I was doing that, I was really critical of the homeowner that's been living there for the last 20 years, and I realized it was me. So it's been a experience. I prefer that my lawn was neglected for another spring, but as it turns out, I've been able to get to some projects I've not done in the past, and I just, you know, like all the coaches, feel bad for our.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's awesome that you were, you know, getting out there and getting it done. Hopefully this will be the last year you'll ever do that in the spring for a long time. Hey, Coach, another question we asked the other guys, how difficult was it for you to have conversations with the seniors on your team once this thing got shut down to say, hey, look, this probably is the last time you play, you know, college baseball. How hard was that for you and your staff to talk to those boys?
Yeah, that was the most difficult thing. Obviously, all of our players, all of our student athletes are impacted, but particularly our. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? We're having a difficult time with your phone line. So, Mitch, if you could come on the show real quick. Yeah, let's retry him if we can. So, John, if we can get you to hang up, and we're going to have Mitch call you straight back. Scott Holler, when we talk to these coaches like Eddie and Scott and John UW-Whitewater, you can hear almost the pain when we talk to them about these seniors that they've had to have that discussion with.
Right, and you know what a lot of people don't realize, maybe that aren't in the trenches every day with these guys, is in most cases this is 4 years, you know, sometimes five if they redshirted.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know I feel that at the high school level, and then you know the time, and to be perfectly honest with you, I'm lucky to be at the high school, you know, as the athletic director, so I see my guys a little bit more maybe than some coaches who, you know, maybe teach at a middle school or an elementary school or whatever, maybe not even teach at all, and I only get, per the WIA, so much time with my guys, and the closeness and the relationships that you build and so on and so forth. So to take that to another level of the collegiate level, you know, where you're able to have time in the fall, and then you get started a full month, not, you know, 2 weeks, but a full month before you start playing games. And then, you know, they're almost with those guys probably 8 months, you know, 7 to 8 months out of the year. I might be off a little bit on that, but the point is for 4 years, you know, so those relationships and building those kids not only up as players, but as human beings, and to see them have to go out like this is pretty gut-wrenching.
Hey, we've got John back. Coach Fo, I'm looking at your roster. There a lot of freshmen, really a young squad, not a ton of seniors, but I would assume the seniors that had a lot of leadership roles on that roster.
Yeah, that's the most difficult thing. The talent at the freshman level is good, but the experience and the responsibility and the ability to lead, all those things come a little bit later with their age. So, yeah, we're going to miss their leadership along with their ability to play.
Hey, Coach, how do you think this team would – and, it's hard as coaches to be able to say, well, I think, second half of the year we're going to be really good. But being as young as this roster was, how are you feeling on the progression and where this team could have gotten to by the end of the season?
Yeah, I felt really good about it. And Scott, you know how it is. Early in my career, I tried to make some expectations on the team, and I made predictions, and I looked at it, and I found out that some of the years I felt we were going to be really strong, we didn't do so well. And correct. Other years yep. where, I didn't expect a lot, we really achieved well. So I do that less and less these days, but I felt really good about this team as I saw them develop. Just in the first couple games. So I felt good about it. I thought we were going to be a strong team, and I thought with only a smaller upperclassman, with only a couple of the upperclassmen leaving, we'd be strong for several years to come.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, you hit it right on the head. Thanks again for coming on with us. I wanted to just kind of give the listeners out there, for those of them that don't know, one of the things I admire about Whitewater and what Coach Vo has developed there is, and obviously going back to Jim Miller as well, Vo's predecessor, was just the loyalty and the family type atmosphere that is at Whitewater. And John, you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, just starting with your staff, yourself, a former alum, a two-time All-American when you played there, and then you look at your staff, it's just filled with Whitewater kids. Says a lot about your program that way.
Yeah, the joke is we give tours are that, six out of our seven coaches are alums of the program. And the one that's not is Tom Klawitter, and he was at least smart enough to send his son to Whitewater. So, you're exactly right. Our motto is powered by tradition. I took over for my college coach, which I love dearly. I lost him a couple of years ago to cancer. But then you really see it happening, for example, in us building our new clubhouse. The locker room, for example, the lockers were built by one alum. They were installed by a different alum. They were finished by a third alum. And then the locker plate, which is a metal engraving that goes on the front, was done by yet a fourth a lot.
Wow. So that's special.
So it's absolutely a part of what we try to do and preach and teach, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot about you, John, and obviously I've known you a long time, and obviously baseball stuff aside, that's the special thing, when you can get alumni and former players, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you guys put the lights up, that was a former alum that helped with that donation, if I remember correctly. And that was what, 15 years? That was 15 years ago now, it seems like.
Yeah, another cool story, but the player's name was Eric Baldwin. He played right field on the first national championship team
That's
years
right,
ago.
Five, yep.
And we wanted to get lights because we believed that was necessary to host NCAA events. So I called him up, and he had moved to Vegas to become a professional gambler. And after trying to discourage him from doing that, because he was a 4.0 student and everything, he ended up giving us a $220,000 donation lights because he was the World Series of Poker Player of the Year that year. So I'm glad he didn't listen to me, and it does show what a great donation he made, and it made a big difference for us.
Hey, John, in the other shows I do, the football and basketball show, I talked to college coaches in your conference. Look, I think in football, basketball, and in baseball, the best Division III conference in the country as far as sports. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you have the issues that I had as a high school basketball coach, where I had kids that I thought would fit perfect at a Whitewater or a Lacrosse or Stevens Point, but kept chasing that Division II dream and going way up somewhere in Minnesota to be able to tell people that they had gotten a scholarship, but the scholarship turned out to be a $2,500 scholarship that they couldn't, it didn't pay for their gas. And I'm wondering, do you see that frustration as a college coach at Whitewater, that there's kids chasing that kind of dream to be able to just say, to get some street cred, to say that I've got some kind of scholarship?
Yeah, that happens a lot. And, I'm not critical of that. That's, they play select sports. They play high school. They get accolades, and they want to do the very best they can. And getting a scholarship of any sort is a really neat thing. At the end of the day, though, you're right. Sometimes financially it's not even as good a situation. And for sure, maybe they're at a school that doesn't have a winning tradition. So there's a number of layers and issues that we can talk about. It happens a lot, and we try to position ourselves as the school, that if it didn't work out for you and you want to play at the highest level possible at the D3, you can get a Division I experience at Whitewater. There's no doubt about it. I'd put our facilities against anyone out there, and our coaching staff and our education. So I think you're exactly right, and I don't get upset about it. I'm not mad about it. It just is where we are, and sometimes it takes a little time for those guys to find out that they can go far staying at Whitewater. They can follow their dream to be a pro player. They can win a national championship. They can play in tremendous facilities. So we do try to tell that story, and sometimes it takes longer for some student athletes to realize it. But we're open to having that conversation with anyone who's interested.
And the thing, Mike, let me jump in real quick. And the thing Vo is not going to mention, because he's being humble here, is they've had 30 plus guys and probably more that have signed professional contracts and have gotten drafted out of the University of Wisconsin Whitewater. So it's ridiculous. And being a high school coach, and I hear all kinds of different things and about, my kid should be at, my kid could play at Vanderbilt. It's like, no, your kid couldn't play wherever.
right.
But my point is, Vol's leaving out how great their opportunity is to play professional baseball, even by attending the University of Wisconsin Whitewater. Not only are you going to get that D1 experience, and you heard Coach Duffick talk about it in the last segment, the kid goes to Oklahoma and realizes, well, he's the fifth third baseman that Oklahoma brought in. Okay, well, now you're back here, and now you're trying to catch on, and some of the schools have already moved on. So, obviously, what John's accolades and the program's accolades speak for themselves, but they're going to get a first-class, high-level baseball experience at Whitewater as well.
Hey, Scott, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say that's right on, and there's a lot of student-athletes that are at a tremendous Division I school, but maybe they're pigeonholed as the number five starter, or maybe they're a relief guy, or it's hard to get drafted if they don't see you.
Yep.
And now when you're behind three or four or five big arms, sometimes that's hard. And so those are the players that are able to come to a Whitewater and really show them their self and their abilities to the scouts. And that's how it's worked out for us. So it's been a good situation.
Hey guys, we're going to get to a break. Hey Scott, before we get to a break, if I said to you, you had a season, you're 25-16-1, 15-8 in conference, and took third in the WIAC, you would go, man, that's a pretty good year, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no. You know what? Coach Vo would be like, hey, I don't want to talk 2007. That's the worst year he's ever had as the baseball coach at Whitewater.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, Vo, there are coaches all over the country that would give their left arm to go 25-16 and 15-8 in this conference and take third. That's the one you would, if you could take all the years, you'd throw that one away. Look, the last few years, 35 and 12, 33 and 8, 36 and 9, 34 and 17, 44 and 7. 2005, they're at 45 and 7, won a national championship. But boy, when we get back, we should spend the rest of the whole show talking about 2007. I'm only kidding, Coach Bo. I wouldn't do that to you. We'll get to a break. We'll continue talking UW-Whitewater baseball. The head baseball coach, they call him Coach Bo, John Volandich. He has been the UWM for a while. He's a UW-Whitewater alum at UW-Whitewater as their head baseball coach. And we'll continue our conversation with him on the other side. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Scott Holler, head baseball coach at Oak Creek. He's also the president of the WBCA. We were joined by the head baseball coach at Whitewater. Hey, John, when you talk about basketball, and I know that Platteville had a really good year and Stevens Point, really good program. When you talk about football, it's always Whitewater and Oshkosh is right there. Can we talk a little bit about your conference and when you think about the programs in your conference, it's Whitewater, and then is there a second program that is always right up at the top with you guys?
Well, you know, it's changed throughout my career. I Scott knows I'm an older coach now, and when I first started, it was us and Oshkosh really battling out, and then Oshkosh faded a little bit, and Stevens Point became our nemesis, and then after that, most recently, it's been La Crosse. But every school in the league is good, and then, you know, Eddie's doing a great job at Concordia, and there's a lot of great coaches in the state. So you're always worried not only about the league, but everyone around.
And I think I'll jump in, Mike. You know, one of the things that's happened over the years is, because of the success Whitewater's had, is everyone's realized they got to work that much harder, you know.
Sure.
And they're chasing Whitewater. Let's be honest. Ever since Bo's been there, that's what you're doing. You're chasing Whitewater. They're the mountaintop. That's where everybody's trying to get. And John's right. Those other schools have gotten better. And come and gone. And obviously there were some great rivalries there for a while between Stevens Point and John's Whitewater squads, but the competition has definitely improved in recent years, and I think that says a lot about the quality of baseball overall in Wisconsin, that it's improved. But Whitewater's still the top dog. They're still the school everybody's chasing.
Hey, Coach, looking at your schedule from last year and then looking at it from this year, you get a chance to bring these kids to some warm weather, obviously, in the beginning. Some great places. You're in Kentucky a little bit this year, and last year you had a couple of nice trips. That's kind of, as far as team bonding and getting a chance to kind of get to know these kids and have these younger kids understand what it is to play college baseball, that's got to be really good experiences for you and your staff and for these kids.
Yeah, and you know, with the COVID and money issues and funding and all that, I know some coaches have decided to do some different things, you know, just go only for the weekend and maybe go just south a little bit. But for me, the pinnacle of our preparation is in Florida. And we got a really nice situation there. Quint Studer, who's an alum, is the owner of the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola. He's invited us down. I think he just recently bought the Boyd Snappers. So he's that kind of guy, just a giving person, and asked us to come down and train at their facility. So that's kind of the culmination of our preparation. And I would never want to do anything different than that because, like you said, they get 11 days down there usually, and they're at a condo or a house, and they're together, you know, and we're on the field from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. unless we have a night game, and then it will even go longer. So I think you're exactly right. It's an important time for us, and that for me is something that will always happen as far as I'm concerned if I'm running the program, we have to have those couple weeks of time where we're somewhere together and building something together.
John, I've been to Pensacola twice. My daughter visited Pensacola Christian College, and then I was coaching my son at Calvary Baptist basketball, and we got invited to a Christian high school tournament at Pensacola Christian College. And I'll tell you, that area and the beach and the water there, it's just a really pretty part of the country. And I love the fact that, you know, you guys understand the importance of having these kids spend some time together. For some of them, it's the first time they're away from their parents on a trip like that. And they get a chance to be, you know, to watch older kids who have been part of stuff like that and how they act as gentlemen and as student athletes. And there's just so many life lessons that I think these kids learn from trips like that. And then plus you get a chance to go play baseball in warm weather for a bunch of days. And good for you for doing that, John. I really appreciate that. Hey, last question for you. With this being now done and the recruiting part of it, and hopefully you're excited about, you know, the recruiting class that you have coming in for next year, what do you tell those couple of seniors that you had? They are going to move on now with their lives, correct? Are they do they have an opportunity if they want to stay on campus and play one more year? Can they do that?
Yeah, so we had four that would qualify, you know, as individuals that would graduate. And the NCAA a while back they decided that they would give everyone their season back. But the season of competition doesn't always change their ability, because they also need to be able to go to school and they need a semester. So they just waived all of that. So they could come back and go to school at our level, both in the fall and in the spring, and still be eligible. Now, out of those four, I think realistically we might have one guy, maybe two, that will come back. And in both cases, more than likely, they'd enter graduate school. And, you know, so we don't ever want to hold them back and you know, reduce the amount of learning. But in their case, if they want to try to get it, they could probably do it as a graduate student. So we're hoping. I'd love all of them to come back, selfishly. But we're a stepping stone for their next stage in life, and I understand that they're ready to live and build a career and a family. So we're supporting them in any way we can.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much. John Vonlich, he is, think about this, he's two-time NCAA Division III national champion, two-time Division III National Coach of the Year, 10-time WEAC Coach of the Year, 7-time NCAA Regional Coach of the Year, but the biggest one, 2005 WBCA Man of the Year. That's, you know what, I love that. And the fact that, you know, all you guys are part of the WBCA, I think is just really important. And in 2019, was put in the Racine County Sports Hall of Fame. Coach, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it. Good luck getting through the spring and summer, taking care of that lawn, and let's hope you never have to do that again.
Yeah, and I know Scott already thanked the WBCA, but I want to thank both of you guys and everyone who works for baseball in the state and abroad. So thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks for everything, Bo. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Coach. Let's get to a break. Our other side of the break, Scott Holler and I will wrap it up. It's been a really good show. Man, it's been a really good show. I love having these college guys on. And Scott, to be honest with you, we could have probably gone, you know, three or four segments with each of them and started talking a little bit about fundamentals and practices and some of the things that some of the coaches listening to the show would really enjoy. And maybe later in the year we'll get these guys back and have that show. Let's get to a break. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Well, welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Mike McGivern, my co-host, man, he did a great job setting this show up. He is Scott Holler. He is the president of the WBCA. Scott, why don't I spend this last 5 or 6 minutes talking about the WBCA, Anything going on for the coaches that are listening that are part or want to be part of the WBCA? Let's talk a little bit about trying to do some normal things in abnormal times, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess the biggest thing, since we talked about it last, is we did go ahead and cancel the WBCA All-Star Classic that usually takes place at the end of June. We just made the decision because of where UW Oshkosh was at in terms of not having kids on their campus till much later in the summer.
Right.
That obviously put a wrench in our plans because we used the dorms there for the kids. Without being able to utilize the school facilities until July 1st, that put a damper on, you know, being able to utilize those places as well. So we decided to cancel the game itself, but we're still selecting the four All-Star Classic rosters as a way to honor those seniors
that
definitely would have, you know, made those teams and had their weekend in Oshkosh at the end of June. So we're excited about that. Our district reps, which, you know, we had on earlier in the show when we started a couple weeks back, they're still selecting those teams, and the kids are going to, you know, get a little recognition plaque. We're doing something for those guys, and so we're excited about that. Other than that, there, you know, you have some travel teams and some Legion teams that are out there now and getting going and practicing and playing. And as far as us as a fraternity of high school coaches, we are allowed per the WIA contact days. We're getting 30 contact days that can start on July 1st. And basically what that means, it's a local control issue of how every school wants to handle it. So I guess I can speak personally at Oak Creek. What I plan on doing is starting July 1st, pretty much at least 4 days a week, I'm going to be running basically a month-long spring training type situation with anyone and everyone from Oak Creek High School that wants to come out and get their work in. And they're going to be practices. You know, it's not just going to be coaches throwing BP and taking some ground balls. I'm going to teach the game. My assistants are going to be there. We're going to teach the game how we would, probably break the kids up by grade level. And, you know, if we get to a point where I feel comfortable maybe you know, doing some inter squads for sure towards the end of the month, or maybe even calling up a local school next to us and seeing if they want to come and do an inter squad or do a scrimmage game and really highlight the seniors, let the seniors put the uniform on for the last time. That's
That'd
my
be
plan.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to some local guys around us and see if we're going to do that.
Yeah, and I've talked to some, and some are going to take full advantage of it, Scott, mm-hmm. and others are not.
Correct.
Others have,
yeah.
have told me, you know what, we've shut it down and we're not going to yeah. bring the balls out. We're done. I got kids all over the place going on vacation, playing this sport,
yep.
that sport. But other guys are like, look, we're going to take full advantage of all mm-hmm. 30 of the days. And you know what, there's no right way to do this thing. If I were in your shoes, I would be doing it a lot more like you are. Than they are, and giving these kids a chance to get out and you know what, and practice and play and get better and,
yeah.
and get to work. And the other part before we got to get out of here, I'm really happy that you guys are still nominating and still naming the All-Stars because, mm-hmm. Look, they might not be able to play in the game, but 10 years from now, when they have right. that plaque, they're going to be able to say, look, we didn't get a chance to play. Let me tell you what's happening back then, but yeah. I made that team. I was yeah. an All-Star, and I commend you for doing that.
Yeah, and that was kind of a no-brainer. The whole executive board
yep.
was on board with that decision. And you're right, they've earned it. And they've earned the right to be able to say that they were part of that game.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, with the kids that you're going to have and be able to practice with for 30 days, what is there an excitement level for them to just say, look, this is great because I'm going to be able to get out of the house and go play a little baseball.
Well, I sure hope so, you know, and I look at it a couple ways. I'm probably going to for sure do Tuesday through Thursday because I do want to respect my kids that are able to go play on their travel team. So
you bet.
This way they can get some extra work in. I'm probably going to go 8 a.m. to noon or something like that and stagger it by class or however we're going to do it. But no, I think my guys are excited, and I'm excited, and my coaching staff's excited. We got to teach these freshmen up.
Yep.
You know, yeah, they do a lot of skill things and whatnot at their local academies. And obviously once they get outside, they're learning the game from those coaches, and by all means, but I need to teach them how we do things at Oak Creek. You know, I need to make sure they're knowing our bunt rotations. They need to know our defensive rotations. They need to know our pick plays. So we got a lot of coaching to do,
sure.
because now they're going to come back next year as sophomores. I got to have them ready to go.
Hey, Scott, sorry I told Eddie Morgan that you'd be willing to get in the batter's box against that kid that's throwing.
No, Duffick. 99. Yeah, you told Duffick.
Or
yeah.
Duffick. Yeah. Yeah, sorry that, because he's been texting me saying, you tell Howler to come on over as soon as this kid gets in town. No, he didn't say any of that. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, yeah. Great show today.
That was a good show.
Thanks, really, man. I appreciate, you know, these three college coaches taking their time out of their day to talk some baseball with us. Hey, Scott, thanks again. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Mike, you too, buddy.
You got it. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.